The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, VSiN App Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course the DraftKings Network. However you're taking us in, we appreciate it on this Friday morning. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, football.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Thank you.
The reason I say football, because I don't know if you know, the Super Bowl isn't this weekend. It's actually next weekend.
What?
Yeah, no, really. Every guest we have, even if it's Paul Carr on soccer, even if it's Dan Bespris today on basketball, greatest audio in the biz, everybody's got to have a Super Bowl 58 opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear this. You know, I'm so immersed in my basketball betting that I haven't even noticed that the Super Bowl is happening. I don't want to hear that.
That feels like a direct shot at one specific person.
You know what? Completely not. I'm completely making it up because I'm just projecting. They probably all have an opinion. Paul Carr will join us to talk Premier League soccer with us, get his thoughts on a big coaching event departure that is happening in the Premier League. Also, Dan Bespris, as I mentioned, on the NBA, the best audio in the biz. Jason Weingarten, Chris Felica from Fox Sports talk Super Bowl 58 with us, as will Matt Brown. Matt Brown, who is a little sore that Mike Somich, his partner on the handle, comes on the show on Mondays. So he said to us, yeah, I'm not coming in anymore. There's no chance. I thought this was my gig. So he's only doing a segment with us on Skype. Is that true? Is that how that went down?
Yeah, it's true. Or I just didn't tell him.
Oh, you didn't.
It's on me.
All right. Let me start the show with a couple tennis picks so I don't forget to do that later. Again, these are all at VSiN.com/picks. Every host, every guest on the network has their picks listed at VSiN.com/picks. Even those that we don't do on our shows, in the event of, say, they happen in time zones that don't make it actually work out. So as tennis is in Australia, then in Asia currently, part in Europe, when we have those time zone differences, a lot of picks are going to come and go before I even get on the air. Plus, I'm not here on weekends either. But today we do have two more to come. These are the only two picks of the day, one of which the line is not as good. The other one, you can actually get a better line than I had on the ladies' side. I am on, it's your girl, Kelly, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. Now, on the VSiN.com/picks page, I gave these out last night. I got her at minus 123 against Elise Mertens. She's up to about minus 130 now, consensus. Don't bet this over minus 135, but I've got Pavlyuchenkova. If you're going to forget this and you're like, how can I remember Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova? Just remember it's the longest name you'll ever see in your life. So that's the play. Don't let it get above minus 135, but it is still playable at minus 130 right now. On the men's side, your number is going to be way better than the one I gave out last night. I am on Flavio Cobolli. Once again, not quite as sexy as the plus 221 we hit on against Gael Monfils the other day. He is going up against Borna Coric. Cobolli, rather, was plus 135 last night when I gave it out. Plus 157 now. So your number is way better than mine. So that's absolutely a play. So it's Pavlyuchenkova on the ladies' side, Cobolli on the men's side. Would you like to do the pronunciations from now on? Would you like to? That should be your thing.
I really would.
I'm sorry about that.
Currently in action in Montpellier, it's Alexander Shevchenko and Alexander Bublik.
That's exactly who it is. Well done.
Nailed it.
I'm done
for the day. Perfect show.
That's it. You're out. You're released. Okay. I guess we'll do this one more time because this has been a theme throughout the week. Joel Embiid now officially with a meniscus injury that he incurred against the Warriors, against the Dubs when Kuminga fell on him. He already had knee problems and Kuminga fell on him the other night, sort of thing. And now he looks like it's going to be absences, you know, the duration of which we don't know because we don't know what the treatment's going to be. But remember, he was already up against it when it came to MVP. He could only afford to miss four more games. And so now, one further step of him crashing. What is he now, 60-1 or something for MVP?
Yeah, 60-1, the same odds as Jalen Brunson now at DraftKings, who put on a big-time game in New York last night. His odds were crashing. Will and I were just texting, actually. His odds crashed in about three different markets. Jalen Brunson last night, people just trying to figure out getting any kind of bet on him. But yeah, he is out to 60-1 now, Joel Embiid is to win MVP, and it is It's been a wild week. I mean, you had, you know, Ramona Shelburne was talking on Monday, I think it was, that before, you know, that Denver game over last weekend when he said he was going to go, wasn't on the injury report. Sixers end up getting fined for it. He was trying to go, but guy couldn't jump. And then we saw him play in that Warriors game. Well, you know, it wasn't looking great throughout that. Kuminga falls on the knee, but it's been kind of both knees too. That's the other thing. Yeah. But that was the bad one that Kuminga fell on. They are calling it a meniscus strain right now. They're going to be reevaluated more over the weekend. There was a first report yesterday that it was a tear of the meniscus. So more that we'll learn about that, I guess, over the weekend. I think they've now hit the point where the MVP discussion is kind of out the window. It's come and gone. We got to see that play out in real time this week. What was going to happen with him? I think they're now reevaluating. It's going to be the big evaluation this weekend of, is there a way to have him healthy for the playoffs?
So real quick then, Jokic, by the way, -140. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, no relation, +275. Doncic, +550. And Giannis, 7-1. Is there a bet on Giannis at 7-1 still, in your opinion, or no?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I still think where this market's at, I think if you're catching him at 7-1 or any longer than that, he's still the player. Shai's going down. I think anything, if you found 3-1 or above 3-1 on him, I don't mind that as a bet. I think Luke odds are silly, but you're seeing Shai come down. He's +275 now.
Any Kawhi love at 100-1? Nothing. No.
I already have a ticket on him, 150-1. I think there's a path to that happening.
His stats are not like the others, but there is a path.
Yeah. Right. But if they wound up with the one seed, you know what I mean? And maybe a couple of these other guys tumble a bit, Jokic and Shai don't put up as big a numbers. There's a path there for sure.
Does any of this trigger an Eastern Conference bet? Eastern Conference with the Celtics, the short shot at +130, the Bucks at +230, and the Sixers now 7-1 with the Knicks creeping up at 10-1.
Yeah, I would say not right now, Gil. I think it's interesting. The Celtics are definitely the team to beat. I personally think the Bucks are still number two. I think that people keep asking me about Doc Rivers and the Bucks and how this is all going to work out. I don't think the offense is going to change really at all. It's going to continue being one of the best offenses in the league. And the defense really can't get much worse. So I think this team is still going to be right there. And look, the Knicks and Cavs have been playing really, really good basketball, and the Knicks have been doing this with some injuries as well. I think this is the best Knicks team I've seen in a very long time. So they're going to push some of these teams. No bet, I would say, right now, Gil, but I think there's a Sixers. Like, let's monitor what happens this weekend. If they kind of rest him, or it's a kind of 6-8 week timeline, I'll be happy to grab a Sixers bet in a week or two from now when they've drifted much further.
Two rando things. Clutch player. How do we define this?
No idea. Absolutely okay. No idea.
Anybody booking this?
Yeah. Like a lot of players.
So how are we defining this? Is this like the comeback player of the year nebulous thing in the NFL with clutch?
Yeah, it is. Let's see. The player who, quote, best comes through for his teammates in the clutch in the regular season.
Right. That really helped out.
It's stupid. I mean, there are like clutch time ratings and stuff like that. But like it has not been a market that I have even considered making a bet in all year.
Last NBA thing. Rate the veracity of this LeBron rumor that we're hearing yesterday from actually a credible LA source,
yeah,
that the Lakers are trying to move him and the destination was where?
No, I mean, this is all rumor mill stuff. All rumor mill stuff.
All but scuttlebutt.
The Miami Heat did get linked to this rumor of LeBron James, and it would basically be Duncan Robinson, every future, you know, draft pick they could possibly muster. I don't even know what else, because they'd have to match more salary than that. I really, in a vacuum, I love the idea of that possibility happening. It would be kind of cool as a cheesy old Heat fan to see that occur. But you can't. In reality, you cannot have Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and LeBron James on the floor at the same time. Like, nobody can shoot a three. Like, that's going to be a problem at some point during the playoffs.
The Heat never, it doesn't matter with the Heat. They make it work.
It doesn't. I mean, it would end up being one of those where Tyler Hero and then like Caleb Martin went now. Well, one of those guys would have to be included, but somebody would end up going like 47% during
all
the playoffs.
All the NBA heads will be like, oh, the Heat are terrible. Then they look up and they're in the finals. The same thing every year. All right. NFL MVP. And by the way, props, of course, to come on the show as well.
Wait, real quick. Gil.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think that's actually going to happen. Okay. I'm just saying stuff that's floating around right now. And most likely it is LeBron playing old LeBron tricks. He didn't play against the Celtics. It's probably, hey, front office, trade deadline's coming up. Do something to make this team better. We saw the stupid hourglass emoji tweet, all that stuff.
I just wanted to use the word scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do. All right, NFL MVP for, again, not NFL MVP, but Super Bowl 58 MVP. I have three bets going. They're all a little shorter than they were, but they're all still playable, including I got McCaffrey at 6-1. He's plus 475. He's the shortest besides the two quarterbacks, Mahomes and Purdy. I still think that's too long on McCaffrey at plus 475. I got Debo at 40-1. He's 20-1. I got Kittle at 80-1. He's at 60-1. You, sir, do you have an MVP bet at all?
No, I haven't. I haven't made any. I'll probably end up sprinkling a little Mahomes on there because I have the Chiefs side bets. I haven't made any yet. I think that's all I'll end up doing, but I think that your point on McCaffrey is good. Like that, I think that number should actually be a little shorter. And I'm surprised it only moved from 6-1 range. I think he's live, absolutely live. And if this Niners team wins, McCaffrey's going to have a big game.
I will go as far as to say as he's the most logical non-quarterback to bet on in this market in years.
Mm-hmm.
He's just that guy. And if they win, he has the most. If you ran the simulation, he's the one that ends up with it the most times.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about some player props later, but like I would be stunned if him and Isaiah Pacheco don't get like 18, 19 carries.
Pacheco at 30-1. Are you buying into the people who love that?
No.
I'm not either.
I already bet over on his rushing yards, but MVP.
Again, it's on the fly. So all things being equal, they will default to Purdy and Mahomes. I get that part. We'll come back. Paul Carr on the Premier League and his Super Bowl thoughts next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Put the VSiN experts to work for you and start betting smarter with the VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up on a VSiN Pro annual subscription and get your first year for only $199. Just use promo code ANG. Get access to everything on our brand new VSiN.com website. I will list the perks, our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Betting systems, premium analysis, 24/7 video access, plus our upcoming Super Bowl betting guide with best bets and favorite prop bets. That's ANG. That's your promo code.
ANG, as in A Numbers Games, folks. If you want fine Premier League plays from the great Paul Carr this weekend, you got to go to VSiN.com right now and punch in that promo code ANG.
Get your first year of VSiN Pro access for only $199. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. We get tweets at Beating the Book, The Odds Breaker, Skills Vegas Lifestyle Pod, as usual. Did not disappoint. Been listening to that for years. Lots of great hacks and info. Highly recommended. If you want to find Fezzik in Vegas next weekend, just visit a Caesar's Craps table and you will locate him not playing yet drinking for free while cheering on some strangers. That was one of the hacks that he gave.
I do have one friend who whenever he comes in town, that's all he does.
That's a whole strategy.
You'd be like, Kelly, you want to play craps? And then I'm over there and I'm like, I've got like all these bets now. I'm like, wait a second. Why are you just playing the pass line? And he's like, oh, I've had three drinks. I've spent like $20.
The Better Life, Tim Lawson. You don't have to be a sports bettor to enjoy this conversation on Las Vegas casinos, comps, and other gambling related topics. Talking about the Beating the Book 13th annual Vegas Lifestyle Pod. Tom Mass 313. Always a great listen. Love the restaurant insight. That was on the last 20 minutes or so. Too much on the Fountain Blue. He didn't like that part. Aria Suites are amazing if you want to be spoiled.
What was the highlight to you, Gil?
Restaurants?
Always
for me is the restaurants. But, you know, I mean, Fezzik is with the Hack Fest.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah, and Meltzer is, he knows everything. The Meltzer part about how much this Super Bowl is going to cost people is just mind-blowing. Like, over the 13-year course of that thing, where we've come from and where we've gone to. Rick Mockery, great job by all you guys. Very informative, lots of laughs. And bye week picks, listen to The Vegas Lifestyle Pod with Fez and Meltzer. Lots of good info. Oh, and last one. CPT John Prescott, MD. Love the Vegas Lifestyle episode. Will you ever give out the sushi place? Please, my wife's boyfriend is dying to go someday. Thanks in advance. Wife's boy. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Carr joins us from Topeka, Kansas. He's with True Media Networks. He's the host of the Expected Value podcast. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Everyone around here is very happy. The Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, of course. So we're gearing up for that.
Not you, Miami Dolphins fan. What are your thoughts on Super Bowl 58? Did you make a bet here?
So I have a Niners future at 10-1 from before the season. Jumped on the Chiefs plus 120 just to cover the outlay. But I'd lean Chiefs. I just think the best unit in this game is the Chiefs defense of the four main ones. Really? So I lean that direction, but I don't have a super strong feeling either way.
You give Chiefs defense the nod over Niners offense? Is that what I just heard?
I think so. I think there's just enough questions about the Niners offense. If, you know, one cog goes out, the whole machine breaks down a little bit.
I think
Spags is going to figure something out.
It's been the case, though. Was it Cleve TA made the point that it's when Trent Williams is out and then sort of translated poorly to one of the other cogs being out. Yeah. Okay. Before we get to your Premier League picks, let's talk about this. So Jurgen Klopp leaving Liverpool. Do I have that correct? Now, give us the American football equivalent of that.
I think the best comparison is Bill Cowher from, you know, he retired, 15 years ago or so. They both came into storied franchises, Steelers and Liverpool, at relatively down periods. You know, the Steelers had not won a Super Bowl in 10 plus years and were scuffling a little bit toward the end of the Chuck Knoll era. Liverpool hadn't won a league title since 1990. They'd won some other trophies, but in the league, they were struggling out of the top four for most of the several years before Klopp got there. They kind of restored those clubs to glory. They won a title, you know, a Super Bowl, a league title. I mean, Klopp won just about everything with Liverpool. And then they left before everyone was really ready to say goodbye, saying they want a break. Cowher, you know, every team that had an opening for the next 5 years, Cowher was on the list. Klopp will be on the list for any top team. So he's one of the top two managers in the game right now with Pep Guardiola, and he's stepping aside saying he's just burned out. And the next step for both Liverpool and him will be extremely fascinating.
And so just to, you know, bring the Cowher analogy forward. So Liverpool's up in the Premier League table. They're up 5 points, not quite two thirds of the way through the season, but they have a 5-point cushion. So, there's that. That's when it's happening while he's on the mountaintop right now, at least in season. Does he end up like Cowher, you know, rebuffing all those offers?
He says he wants to take a year off, which he tends to be very honest in press conferences and such. So I do tend to believe him. Having said that, all the best jobs that seem to be suited for him, the timing's kind of quirky. So, I mean, the obvious job is Germany. They're like a 2-5 favorite for his next gig, but they have Euros this summer. And if he waits a year, that blows half the time before the World Cup in 2026. So that's awkward. Barcelona might have an opening this year, but again, he says he wants a year off. Real Madrid is a candidate, but they just signed their coach to an extension. So he says he wants to take a year off, but Germany is just the very obvious landing spot. They would do anything they can to get him to take over there.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't say rebuffing. I think that has a abrupt or ungracious connotation to it. So Cowher wasn't that way. As far as your Premier League picks this weekend, you have a couple tomorrow. You have one on Sunday. Obviously, no NFL this weekend. So I think we're going to get a little more follow from the crowd here today on your plays. What do you have tomorrow?
All right, we're starting with a rare draw pick for me tomorrow. Ooh. This is Everton and Tottenham, plus 275, my price. I like to get them close to that plus 300 range if I'm going to play a draw most of the time. This looks odd on paper in the standings just because Everton's in 18th and Tottenham's in 4th. But again, I've said it time and again, Everton had a point deduction. They're really a mid-table type of team from a quality standpoint. And Tottenham has been overachieving from a underlying number standpoint. They've overachieved more than any other club in the Premier League this year. So this is much more of an even matchup than you might think just looking at the standings. Tottenham, again, a little better team. They've scored in every game this season. The only Premier League team to do that. They are missing Sun Heung-min, so they're not at full strength because he's at the Asian Cup. So Everton at home, you know, the slightly better team on the road is the spot where I like to look for the draw. So plus 275 is my play here.
Have you done any analysis or has anybody done any analysis on betting draws at a high rate? Because my instinct, I think, would be to like draw myself all over the place.
tend to get a decent price. I haven't seen a definitive study, but for, you know, we're throwing out those games where it's like super low score and it's plus 190 for a draw or something. But yeah, you tend to get a good price just because, you know, people tend to not want to play it. You know, there's other similar bets in other sports, but yeah. when it creeps up near plus 300, that's when it's in range for me.
By the way, and the Premier League might not be that league to do it, right? Like, you know, Africa, yeah. A couple of nations leaps to mind, right? As like a draw fest kind of thing where the scoring is low. Okay.
Knockout so stages, yeah.
Yeah. So Everton Tottenham draw plus 275 tomorrow. Wouldn't be a Paul Carr segment without a couple totals. You have one tomorrow.
Yep, we're going under 2.5, so we're rooting against human achievement for you here in Burnley and Fulham. This is one of those kind of bottom of the table type of clashes that each team, you think they're hoping to get a win, but they don't want to lose. Burnley has 22 goals in 22 games this season. That's not good. Fulham is sixth fewest with 28 goals. Fulham's been shut out 10 times and Burnley's been shut out 8. That's first and third most in the league. So not a couple of great offenses here. So I expect this to be low scoring. Again, you want to scrape out a point, ideally 3. You know, both teams trying to get a 1-0 win type of thing. As Burnley's in what, next to last place, and Fulham's toward the bottom. I think they're 13th right now, but their underlying numbers look a little bit worse than that. So this should be one of those kind of scrappy relegation type of affairs that I think either team would be pretty happy with a goal and then try to hold on for dear life.
All right. You're usually an over guy, and you do have an over on Sunday.
Here's your over. A little bit of a safe route, I guess, for the big game of the weekend. One of the big games of the year, Arsenal-Liverpool. So the first game for Liverpool since Klopp says he's leaving. Over 2.5, minus 150. You've got the best attack in the league in Liverpool against the best defense in Arsenal. Liverpool's been on a roll. They've scored 4 goals in each of the last 3 games, and they haven't had Mo Salah for the last 2. He won't be here for this. He got dinged up at Cup of Nations, but Liverpool still won 4 straight. Both teams press high, like to win the ball, transition, get your goal in quickly, but neither team gives the ball up much there, but I think that'll just make this game a little bit chaotic. Should be open. Run and gun is what Liverpool likes to do. So I think that'll play out in goals one way or the other. So over 2.5 here for me.
All right. So Everton Tottenham draw plus 275, shop around for the best price. That's tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Burnley and Fulham, pardon me, under 2.5. And then Sunday, Arsenal-Liverpool going over 2.5. That is a bit juiced, but Paul is playing that at minus 150. So if someone, last 30 seconds here, Paul, if someone came to us, we're 22, 21 games in, but 22 primarily into the 38-game season, and they said, is there a futures play? I get it. Liverpool's up on Man City and Arsenal by 5 points. Is there a play you would make here?
If I had to play something now, I'd play Liverpool plus 200. City's around minus 150. They have a game in hand, but yeah, I think Liverpool, the narrative may be there for them to ride Klopp to the end too. So yeah, I'd look at plus 200 if I had to make a play here.
Paul, appreciate it, man. Good luck with all the plays. Appreciate that.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
Paul Carr at Paul Carr. I always like it when he puts European stuff into American terms for us. The Cower analogy is good. The Cower analog is a good one. Mm-hmm. You see Cleve TA just made a futures play on the Cleveland Cavaliers, but he's a Cleveland guy. And
that
right?
is the reporter that he's referencing.
Oh, I see. Is that that triggered the play for him?
Yes.
I see. He's a Cleveland guy, though, so I got a, I don't know, a little homeration there, maybe. Jason Weingarten on the other side. His thoughts on Super Bowl 58 and beyond. That's next Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, if you haven't already, check out the new VSiN.com. Just a quick scour of the front page here. Josh Applebaum's betting splits on college basketball. Jonathan Von Tobel's NBA best bets tonight. Dave Tooley with his takes on Super Bowl 58. Michael Lombardi, how the Kansas City Chiefs win. I assume he has a San Francisco 49ers equivalent to that as well. Citing the path. Zach Cohen, Adam Burke, Steve McAdam with his Super Bowl betting trends, all of that, the new vsin.com. Check it out. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidler live from Bar Canada here at the D. So I went to break mentioning this again. We're under the category of grain of salt, but also under the category of the Colin Coward philosophy of I can come in any day and talk about LeBron and people will be like, what's happening next? So there's this rumor yesterday. Now, this gentleman, he works for KTLA in LA, David one of the local Pingalore. Stations. Wasn't it David Pingalore?
David Pingalore,
and yes. He's worked there for 13 years.
At least.
at least, you know how local TV guys are with the at least stuff. So this is so yesterday he tweeted out hearing from NBA peeps that LeBron James is the top of the Lakers list to trade 39-year-old Pelinka, Rob Pelinka, that is looking for the right team to dance with and is close to his suitor. LeBron James and AD both out tonight. This was yesterday when he tweeted this. Let me just ask you this, Kelly. Has anybody stuck a microphone in LeBron's face to get his thoughts on this? Anybody?
No. I mean, this all just started like kind of trickling out last night.
Couldn't this all go away if he's like, I'm not going?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, I think there's also, I do believe that this is probably there's some tension between LeBron and the front office right now, because there's all the Lakers aren't playing well. We always know LeBron tries to force some trades and he usually gets his way. So him acting this way, if it leads to the Lakers making a big move, I don't think that's shocking at all. And then there's the whole Bronny James factor we got to keep in mind too. Like we all heard 2 years ago that he wanted to play with him before he ended his career. And I don't know. Are the Lakers going to be a team that are willing to go after him this year, next year?
Are we all sure Bronny's going to be good enough to play in the NBA? No. Or does that not matter?
I don't know, Gil, and I don't know that it matters.
Yeah, we're going to see some on-court nepotism in the NBA.
Yes, yeah, I don't know,
like an Antetokounmpo kind of thing.
I was going to say Thanasis is over there on the sideline. If Thanasis can get a job and still has a regular job in the NBA, Bronny can get a job.
That's probably true. Lakers currently 25-25. 50 games in right now and play in position in the Western Conference in the nine hole, if you will, but really in a scrum there, as play in positions tend to be. Jason Weingarten joins us now from under a cloud of smoke in Southern California. You can follow him on Twitter at Spreadopedia. He joins us now. How you doing, Jason? Like those glasses once again. Good job on them.
Thank you. How you doing?
Doing very well. Have you heard any, you're in that area of the country. Have you heard anything about this LeBron stuff?
I mean, just what you guys have heard in the last couple of days. I was talking to one of my friends about it yesterday, and I was saying, you know, the Lakers could trade LeBron. And he's like, no, they couldn't. And I was like, they absolutely could. I mean, they're not going anywhere. What's the plan? Just, ride it out till he retires and then lose? You know, so sooner or later, you're going to have to confront the reality of where you're at. But the other thing you mentioned, I heard you talking about Bronny. I bet on the Oregon game last night. I watched a little bit of the second half. You mentioned, is he good enough to play in the NBA? He's barely good enough to play at USC. If his name wasn't James, if his name wasn't LeBron James Jr., he wouldn't even be at USC. We're talking about him playing in the NBA. Like, let me get a career over under on Bronny Jr. in the NBA points, any stats. I'm taking the under. He's going to play a couple games with his dad, float around the G League, whatever. But like, come on, we're seriously talking about this guy as an NBA prospect. That's some foolishness. And I don't scout NBA prospects very much anymore, but I know foolishness when I see it.
Well, that's why I couched it in the frame of nepotism, because sports is the one bastion of meritocracy, right? And so
No. I mean, sports is, have you ever tried to get a job with an NFL team? You got to have a certain last name.
No, you're right. You're right.
The front, know the right people.
You're right.
The idea that meritocracy in sports is an absolute lie. I mean, go work for a team. You find out everybody's son works for a different NFL team.
But wait for the filibuster to end. Yes, sorry. In the front offices, correct. You are correct. In the front offices, nepotism is rampant.
And the coaching ranks. Oh, don't forget the coaching ranks.
Jason, I am talking about on the playing field or on the basketball court. That is where there is not... That is what I'm referring to. And so we just hit on the one I think that does exist, right? The Antetokounmpos, right? There probably is a job there that probably should belong to somebody else. And so
I was just going to say, though, LeBron absolutely, if he says, I want my son to play, he earned it. You know, you can't tell LeBron no.
You can't. That's the thing. And also with the trade, like if he's like, I'm not going anywhere, he's not going anywhere, right? So, I mean, all of this is... It's pretty interesting. People bet this kind of thing, right? And now, listen, I know Cleve, right? Cleve, TA, he's a great guy. He's like one of the sharper bettors you'll get and one of the sharper minds. He's just doing it to do it. He's a Cleveland guy. He's like, well, if a trade's going to happen, might as well bet my Cavs, because who knows? That could be a destination too. I'm sure. I'm speaking for him, by the way, 50-1. So people are going to make bets based on this stuff. That's the thing. And I don't know if Mr. Pingalore is aware of the reaction to such a rumor, but that's the sort of thing that happens. Super Bowl 58, remind the folks what you have bet, what you're thinking so far, Jason.
I bet a little bit on the Chiefs. I've started adding slightly more to the Chiefs. I don't know if this is something you do at all, Gil or Kelly, but in this week leading up to the game, do you ever find like an NBA game or something that you want to bet and you're like, oh, I need to tease this so I can get Kansas City to +8. And then all of a sudden you have, you know, 17 different teasers going on Super Bowl Sunday on bets that you've made this week or last week. I'm in the process of doing that.
Yeah, Jason, maybe once or twice that I wouldn't like to admit, but yeah.
I'm not saying you should tease basketball. I'm just saying I'm going to end up with a whole bunch of teasers on, you know, ending with the Chiefs next week.
Are you a props guy, Jason? Have you bet any props yet?
I just started. One of the things I'm going to be looking for is Travis Kelce unders, which means I will likely be waiting until next Saturday or Sunday to bet those. A lot of the stuff, if you're looking for unders, you're going to wait, you know, later till next week. You don't necessarily have to run out and hit an under on day one if a lot of people are you know, going to be piling into the overs.
I do. I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up, Jason, because of your last appearance on the show. And this is a tweet from the RGB, the Social Beacon on X, who asked, just wondering, do we have a Super Bowl 58 flyover update from Jason? I'm seeing over under 4.5 planes. Typically, it's a four-man formation, but with the Thunderbirds based in Las Vegas, they might fly the full Delta formation of 6 jets. Do you, sir, a man with a girlfriend who has the direct line to the Pentagon, do you have an update for us?
I've heard over.
Over.
Yeah, my sources at the Pentagon say over. But they're also busy with a lot of other stuff over there these days.
Really? I had no idea. They do other things?
Usually I get a call back in like 5 minutes. It's a little longer right now.
Sounds surprised.
That's part of that answer. They are busy with other things.
Is this with a straight face, like, oh, it's just like they're not really treating me well this week. Okay, so over. And I have heard independently as well that the over is the play.
The Pentagon customer service line, it really is a joke. They got to get their act together over there. Come on.
Do you want to know something else I saw yesterday interesting on Twitter that I think just at least bears pointing out? It's obviously not be all end all and it's a trend, but there's this one guy I follow. His name's Jay Kuda, and he always has some funny graphs and tweets and pictures. And he pointed out yesterday that his preliminary lunar analysis, you know, the phases of the moon, favors the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and that on the day of the Super Bowl, it's going to be a waxing crescent moon, and the Chiefs are 19-1 the last 5 years the waxing crescent phase. Now, I'm not a moon, you know, a moonologist,
yes,
or whatever you call it.
Yes, you
but
are.
But I will at least point out that 19-1 in the waxing crescent phase should be at least, you know, don't discount moon phases. You never know.
All right. We always talk about how we've got a lot of time to talk about this game for 2 weeks, Gil. That's the trend to beat so far.
Dude.
19-1 on the waxing crescent phase. I mean, that's something. A 19-1, right?
Whatever you start a sentence with. I'm no moonologist, but that's credible. It's amazing, though, with the Super Bowl, right? Because everybody, my building here in Vegas, it's valet mandatory. And my guy, Kim, who is a big Arsenal fan, he, with all seriousness yesterday, get out of the car. He's like, you know, there's a Chiefs flag that's buried under a 50-yard line at Allegiant. I'm like, oh, I've heard that. Yeah, that one of the construction workers put it. So he's all about I think he took that to you got to play the Niners because that. Oh, no. He's the other way around. He said you got to play the Chiefs because ever since they did that, the Chiefs have just gone crazy good. And I'm like, yeah, that's a good way to do this. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that works. It's all confirmation bias in the end, right? If it wins, everybody talks about it. If it doesn't, everybody, you know, just forgets about these trends, quotes, quote unquote. Jason, maybe you should be a moonologist. If you get a hold of the
moonologist, I don't think that's the proper term.
No, it might be. It might be. Thank you, Jason. As always, appreciate it. Thanks for the intel.
Have a good weekend. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
You too. Quarterbacks next year, making the playoffs. Yay or nay? That's next.
A numbers game on VSiN. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Looking for a super offer to Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook's got you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSiN. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code VSiN. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Maracanã here at the Barrage at the D. Downtown Las Vegas. Kelly, is this going to trigger a bet? You ready for this? This is from I want to source this properly here. This is courtesy of James Corrigan, who boasts he never had a blue check mark. Apparently,
like the late night host guy.
No, that's James Corden. This is James Corrigan.
Even know his name.
They are not related.
Wait, what's the other guy's name?
James Corden.
Corden?
Yes, this is a Jay Corrigan golf.
Okay.
He says, apparently more than half of the live field has gone down with food poisoning. Today's first round in the Mexico opener could be postponed. Sounds nasty. If it is not postponed, though, bet away.
Wow. Now, that's interesting. I did not see that this morning, but I didn't really check much of my golf stuff this morning either.
Also in betting news, the good folks over at Wager on the Internet have 72 Taylor Swift props.
72. Yep.
How do you get to 72?
I don't know. There are some golf reporters tweeting about this.
Yes. If half the field has food poisoning, are you kidding me?
Wow. Okay.
It's a better's dream.
That's something we might have to check out more at the next break. That's for sure.
It's the kind of stuff I should whisper so that the books don't hear it.
Maybe. I don't know if enough people are betting on live golf for it to make a difference anyways.
Okay. Kelly had an idea. And when Kelly gets to have an idea,
what do you
got here?
You ready for this, Gil? So I was just listening. I was listening to a show on another network, and they were talking about a quarterback and what his team might be able to do next year and how far into the playoffs could they go. And I kind of just snapped at my desk, and I was like, there's 18 better quarterbacks than this guy in the league. What are we talking about here?
Yes, but I'm talking about the Cowboys. Boys this morning for an hour.
So I compiled a list of quarterbacks that I'm simply going to toss at you, Gil, of whether or not they will be in the playoffs next year. We're calling this segment yay or nay. Will they be in the playoffs? Yay or nay? Starting with number one, Justin Herbert.
Are you going to do the whole wig thing later when we do this?
I may have ordered one. What are they all called? Barrister wigs? Barrister?
British,
wigs?
The Parliament
thing. Yeah, I may have ordered one of those last night for this segment in the future.
Justin Herbert of the Los Angeles Chargers with new head coach. I'm not sure if you heard about this. Jim Harbaugh.
Who's gonna hang out in an RV by the stadium? Did you see that?
He says they're going to win multiple championships. Multiple is the goal. Okay.
Well, that's not bad. Well, it's got to start with a playoff run then.
I am going to say, oh God, I don't want to be this guy
Chargers.
Again. Okay.
It was my turn this past season.
I'm already going to be 0-1 out of the box. I'm going to say yay.
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 All right. Say yay.
Am I graded on these?
We might have to. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm writing these down right now. February 2. Here we go.
Yay.
All right. Next up, Matthew Stafford. Playoff quarterback, yay or nay?
I'm going to go nay. I think they're too old to withstand. In other words, I feel a rash of injuries, if not a rash, but the injuries to the wrong people. I'm going to say nay.
Okay. I don't necessarily disagree with you. I love Matthew Stafford, but like, are they going to be able to get... I was impressed with what they were able to accomplish this year with that roster and really some guys coming out of nowhere. Yeah. So
they also have a head coach and a quarterback who refused to feed the guy. They'd rather go to Matthew's boyfriend.
All right, next up, I think I know the answer on this one, but second-year quarterback C.J. Stroud, will he be in the playoffs, yay or nay?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say nay.
Ooh. Disagree. Just because,
well, I think the easy answer is to say, yay, he was so great this year. He was clearly the rookie of the year, with apologies to Puka Nacua. D'Amico Ryans could be the coach of the year. They are an up-and-coming team. But these things aren't linear, right?
No, they're
just not. And so I am going to opt to go nay. You can't have every team in the postseason.
No, you can't.
I'm going to say nay.
Which is a big part of this.
I'm
this
say
is
nay.
And it's kind of why I added him to the list. Yeah. So I'm actually glad I got a nay
and
out
I,
of you.
And I love him.
I thought it was going to be a yay. I think they win the division next year.
Okay.
But am I wearing, you know, Texans blue and red covered glasses after what the Jaguars did to me on bets this year? Yeah, maybe. There's a good chance of that. Like you said, not everything.
By the way, there's a distinct possibility I could be 0-3 out of the box right here.
Well, let's go. The other one, this next one might be quick. Trevor Lawrence, playoff quarterback, yay or nay?
Someone does have to win that division, right?
Yeah, someone has to win the division.
I'm going to think they're going to do the same thing again. They're going to, like, somehow win this division, and he's going to be just as...
But they didn't win the division.
Right, but they will okay. win the division next year. I'll say yay on Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, playoff quarterback in 2025, yay or nay?
Well, this assumes he's with the Vikings.
I'm just saying Kirk Cousins as a quarterback. Don't worry, I got another tricky one like that coming up.
I'm going to say nay. I like Kirk Cousins as a human being. I really do.
Nay, even if he's on the Vikings not making the playoffs? Nay,
especially if he's on the Vikings.
Especially if he's on the...
Yeah, because you still have the Lions and the Packers.
By the way, real quick, since I'm halfway through my list right now, people I did not include in this conversation... Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, and Tua Tagovailoa. That's seven quarterbacks already.
Okay? Almost all of those are a yay.
That's kind of what I figured.
Yeah.
All right, next up, the hit of the playoffs or end of season, Jordan Love.
Yay.
Yay or nay yay. On Jordan Love?
Yay on Jordan Love.
Yay on Jordan Love.
I believe in Jordan Love.
Okay.
All right. Like, I think he's the real deal.
Good job, Rob. We just moved right along. That worked really well. Okay, Baker Mayfield next. Yay or nay?
I got to go nay. It has to coalesce for this guy. I'm going to say nay.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that
By the way, do my playoffs have like four teams in them? Yeah. No, all those other guys you mentioned are yays.
You are thinking about it correctly because you can't just say yay on every single one of these. That was the point of why I started thinking about
these
it.
These things are not a perfect graph. They're not a line that just beautifully goes upwards or beautifully goes downwards. Yeah. Just doesn't work that way.
And that was, again, kind of the point of me even coming up with this because I was hearing a discussion about a quarterback where it's you know, he's so middle of the road. Like a lot of the guys we're talking about right now, not everybody can make the playoffs. All right, next up. Deshaun Watson, playoff quarterback in 2025, yay or nay?
I am going to say yay.
I think so, too.
I'm going to say yay. He'll be there. Teams, they got that defense. As long as they got that defense, that's a yay.
Okay, so yay for you simply because of that, like it almost doesn't matter who's at quarterback, or do you expect to see a Deshaun Watson bounce back?
I don't think we're going to go the rest of our lives with Deshaun Watson not being in a postseason. I think this is the year he comes back.
Okay. Yeah. I was that guy that, you know, I mean, I think it was pretty clear on the show. I was a little bit shocked he didn't kind of bounce back more, you know, this past year before he got hurt. I don't know if I believe in him as much as I did before this season, but you're right. With that defense there, you're always going to have a chance. And frankly, I think we saw it.
He's on the right team.
All you got to do is play average to a little bit above average quarterback play, and you should be able to get there. All right, let's keep on cruising. Geno Smith, playoff quarterback in 2025, yay or nay?
Without Pete Carroll, with Mike McDonald.
Yeah.
A defensive head coach like Carroll.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Tough one. You did go nay on Matthew Stafford.
This is the hardest one so far. I'm going to say yay.
Okay. I would agree with that. I think they get in. I'm still.
They're like going to be like a 7 seed or something.
Still a little surprised I didn't get in this year. Like looking back on the season. Now.
Say yay.
Okay. All right. Final one.
Final one. I was having too much fun.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were going to do?
I thought
you were going to pick some guys who aren't drafted yet.
I thought I built out way too many, actually.
Oh, okay. No, you're good.
Russell Wilson, 2025 playoff quarterback, yay or nay?
I would like to see him play for a different team.
Okay.
But if he's in Denver, it's nay.
All right. I'm going to go one off the cuff. Caleb Williams, playoff quarterback, yay or nay?
Caleb Williams will be the... Oh, I thought you were going to say Justin Fields, which would have been impossible. Which would have been impossible. Which would have been impossible.
Both of them.
I'm going to say Justin Fields, yay, elsewhere, and Caleb Williams, nay, in Chicago.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Is he on the Falcons? Is that a yay on the Falcons?
He's going to end up with an NFC South team, and he'll somehow squeak into the playoffs.
I do really like this idea of Justin Fields on the Falcons, by the way.
Yes.
Like, they've got weapons, putting him in a dome after him struggling outdoors.
Let's save that. Let's see how poorly or how well I did on this come December of this year.
But like, just to put that, you know, put that in perspective for people, we just went through 10 NFL quarterbacks, and I left out a group of seven that we both just generally agreed were yay in already.
Yeah.
Like, there's,
by the way, one of those seven that we mentioned is not going to be.
Oh, at least one. Yeah, at least one. Absolutely.
I'm looking at you, Jalen Hurts. Oh, shots fired. Dan Le Batard is next on the DK Network. Enjoy that. We're coming back. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Chris Felica on deck. And so much more, including Dan Vespers on the NBA, the best audio in the biz. We got props to get through. Most receiving yards, most rushing yards, most passing yards, most receptions in Super Bowl 58. All that more. Numbers game. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.